Hello, it's Wednesday, June the 9th, and I trust that you are well. We are today in chapter 32. We mentioned a little bit of chapter 32 yesterday. Want to return to chapter 32 and take it to the end of the chapter today. And you'll notice in this chapter, in verse 9, for example, that he addresses women. Rise up, you women who are at ease. Hear my voice, you complacent daughters. Give ear to my speech. And verses 13 and 14, the loss of land and the loss of palaces and the loss of cities. This is the Assyrian threat as Assyria march from Egypt through into Judah, advancing as they were towards the city of Jerusalem. And then in verses 15 through 18, the prophet Isaiah waxes lyrical, talking about the outpouring of the Spirit in verse 15. Until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is deemed a forest, then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness abide in the fruitful field, and the effect of righteousness will be peace, and the result of righteousness, quietness and trust forever. Almost like a picture of revival, that the only one who can fix this problem is God. And trusting in man, and trusting in foreign nations, and trusting in man-made politics will come to nothing. It'll come to ruin, but it won't advance their cause. And what they need to do is to trust the covenant that God has made with his people. And when God comes in power and glory, the entire society and the entire earth will change. And there's a little epilogue at the close of chapter 32 in verses 19 and 20. And it'll hail when the forest falls down and the city will be utterly laid low. Happy are you who sow beside all waters, who let the feet of the ox and the donkey range free. A blessedness beyond the disaster, the impending disaster. It's all poetic stuff. Would love to have heard Isaiah, would love to have heard the manner in which he delivered these great speeches that people would have listened to, as he foresees, he's called the evangelical prophet, as he sees that the only hope for our salvation is to trust in the coming King. Well, that's chapter 32. Tomorrow we'll look at chapter 33.